Welcome back to the studio. I'm David Peppercorn here alongside the senior captains for the football team, or two of the four, Tom Grehan and James Maloney. How you guys doing? Could you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm James Maloney. I was a captain of the football team. As David said, I played left tackle and defensive end.
Hey, thanks for having me. Tom Grehan. I was a linebacker and offensive guard.
Yep. Thank you guys for being with us. So to start things off, obviously a lot of COVID stuff this year. What was it like kind of not knowing if the season was going to be in the fall, and then what was going on in terms of the scheduling during the season, and overall just what type of impact did COVID play on this season?
COVID didn't really play too much of an impact during the season. Like we just had to wear masks. That was like the major change, but it wasn't too big of a difference. But in the off season, we were uncertain if we were going to have like a actual season during the fall or spring.
Yeah, like James said, I think the biggest impact from COVID was the mentality of the off season, the sort of overhanging uncertainty of when and if we would have our season. Started as soon as school went out. I mean, many people thought we were going to be back in the fall initially, but as we got closer, most of us could sort of see that, you know, pro college teams and other states were starting to cast some doubt on a fall season. And unfortunately, Massachusetts was one of those states that elected to push it off. And then even through the winter, as we got closer to fall two in the spring, we still weren't sure how much of a season, what it would look like. Basically any of the results of the MIAA committee. But they came out, I think, sometime in early February, late January, and announced that we would be having five-game season with a potential 14 playoff, which was great news when we found out. We were all psyched to finally see it come to fruition. And then, like James said, again, the season wasn't impacted that much other than the amount of games we had.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Other than the fluctuating COVID circumstances that you guys had to deal with, you also had to deal with a head coach transition, moving on from Coach Robichaud to Coach Reed, who I know you guys both love. What was that transition like, not only for you two, but also for the entire team?
The transition went pretty seamlessly. I know the captains were all chosen before Coach Robichaud stepped down, so we were able to lead the team throughout the transition and just through the uncertainty of like the hiring process. But we're really thankful that Coach Reed got the job. It was very smooth going into the season because he was coming from coaching with Coach Robichaud. So it was just an easy transition, and he did a great job.
Yeah, I agree. I think it made a huge difference that the best candidate for the job was already in the program, and we were able to hit the ground running with off-season workouts. And Coach Reed did a great job keeping the momentum of a great season that Robichaud had and running a dedicated off-season, preparing us for hopefully what would have been a great fall season, and then what I think was also successful fall two season. On top of that, he made changes to the offense. So among everything else going on, we were overhauling the way we're playing on offense, and positional changes and all sorts of things were going on at the time. So I think it's very impressive that we were able to do as well as we did, all things considered.
Yeah, I definitely think that it sounds like it's safe to say you guys had to deal with a lot just in terms of preparing for the season to even be played. And the actual game results of the season, you guys went 3-3. There were a lot of big ups and a lot of big downs. How do you guys feel about the end result, and especially, you know, those last couple games where you guys put it all together? You got that revenge game against Westford and advanced to 3-3 on the final season. What were you guys' takes?
I'm really proud of how we played this season. At the start, it wasn't the start that we wanted, going or getting shut out against LS, but I think towards the end of the season we really clicked as a team. I wish we had like four more games like a regular season. I think we would have just taken off and won out.
It was definitely difficult to start the season on such a low note, with the blowout loss to LS at home. But there were some bright spots following. We took another sort of dip in performance in the Westford game the first time around. But I think overall, I was very proud of the way we played all season. I think we really found our identity coming into the Newton South game and then finishing strong against Westford, who had beaten us before. And like James said, I think we were really on a pace that we could have kept playing for a longer season and gone on to win a lot more games than we did.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. Obviously, iffy on the shorter season. Sounds like you guys are pretty confident that you would have continued to do well, and I believe so as well. You guys really finished the season strong. Unfortunate there, and you know the playoff situation was also a little bit questionable. You guys thought you might get another chance at AB or LS, and then things kind of fell apart in the last couple weeks, but you guys all handled it well, and you had that revenge game, which was, you know, pretty awesome way to finish off the season, I'd say so. And other than that, what was your favorite for both of you? What was your favorite personal play or series, or even, you know, I guess you could do your favorite game of the of the season as well?
My favorite personal play was probably my first sack against AB. It was a momentum switch. It was right after we fumbled the ball, and then we got a sack and shut them out that series. So it was just like a great energy booster for the team, even though we ended up losing that game. Still, we played our hearts out and proud of the team for that.
My favorite personal play this season probably came in the last game versus Westford. We were facing a similar situation to the one that we had had in the first matchup with them when they came down, made a drive in the last couple of minutes and scored for the win. And this time, as they were driving down, Max Hamill made a stop on about the 3-yard line after a long pass. And I was able to, on the first and goal from the 3, blow up a big wildcat run. And I think it was about a 6-yard tackle for a loss, which changed the momentum of their drive, backed them up quite a bit. And then the defense was able to rally around those two plays and make a stop. And then following that stop, we drove down the field and won the game.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, they got all the way down to the 3-yard line, and then you backed them up like 15 yards and they missed a field goal.
Yeah,
yeah, that was pretty great. So those were your guys' favorite personal plays. Do you have a favorite team moment, play, series, game? This could even be something that didn't happen on the football field, but just a part of the season, maybe celebrating the season with Coach Reed after your final game.
I would have to say my favorite team moment was being in the locker room after the Westford game, the second Westford game. It was just great to see all the boys like really happy, smiling that we won, but it was also bittersweet because that was the last time that the seniors would ever play. So it was just, it was a great experience and great time in the locker room or Maroon Gym.
I think my favorite moment also came post game in the Maroon Gym the week before versus Newton South. It was actually the first time we'd gotten a home win that season, first home win for Coach Reed as well. And I think that first chance to walk back up to the school together, go into the locker room, turn the music on, get everyone going was a great time. And really had forgotten for a little while what it felt like to play, you know, a normal season game and then go up and celebrate in the school. And it was just so great to return to that. It felt like a normal season and a great way to go out those two games in a row for the seniors as well.
That's awesome. Thank you guys for sharing those special moments. And kind of getting onto the team a little bit, who were any under-the-radar guys that deserve more credit? Maybe they didn't play a lot on the field, or when they did, you know, they weren't the stars of the team, but they deserve credit for the team's success, or just building the unity in the locker room and, you know, the camaraderie between the guys?
I think Amari Williams. I know he was missing the beginning of the season because he was injured for a little bit. But when he finally got a chance to play, he excelled. He had 2 interceptions against Westford, a bunch of big tackles. He just is going to be a great player next year. And I believe, and also Matt, Carter, and Henry on the O-line. I know like the O-line doesn't really get a lot of credit, but I think they all stepped up this year and did a great job.
I agree with each one of those. And I'd add Charlie Robichaud as well. He's a fantastic captain and leader of the team. And unfortunately, he had to battle a lot of injuries this season, most one after another, and was kept out of many of the games, at least in a playing sense. But his impact to all the players in practice and during games and the support that he gave, as well as the performance, especially in LS when he was on the field, was huge, but might be forgotten due to his injury. So I think anyone that is very involved with the team and paid close attention to the ups and downs of the season would know that Charlie Robichaud played a huge role in that and might go, as you said, a little underappreciated for such a big impact.
Yeah, and pivoting from the team to you guys and your personal lives, you guys are seniors graduating from CC. What are your future plans, football-wise or other?
Next year, I'll be attending Taft School in Connecticut for a post-grad year, and then from there, I'll be playing college football at, I've got no idea where yet, but we'll find out soon.
I'll be going down to Baltimore, and I'll be playing football at Johns Hopkins, hoping to study pre-med there as well.
Awesome. Well, sounds like you guys both have big plans, and we here at WIQH wish you the best of luck in your future. You guys will be sorely missed on the CC team, however. Who's going to have to step up to fill the role that you guys are leaving? Any juniors? Obviously, Dylan will be a second-year quarterback. He's going to have to take a big step up. But who else are you guys looking to kind of carry the mantle?
I think that the other side of the offensive line and our center, Matt, Carter, and Henry, I think they're going to have a great season next year. They all got a year of varsity experience under their belt. They know what it takes to compete. They're coming into the offseason hungry. I think that they'll just take off next year. And I also think that Dylan will be a great player. Same with Amari and a bunch of the juniors. They're all going to step up. Brian Jennings and John Keeler, they're going to like fill Tom's shoes at linebacker. They're going to just have great seasons. I can't wait to see what they do.
Yeah, I think there are going to be quite a few juniors that are going to step up and have big impact roles in the team next year. And obviously, my guys, the two linebackers that James mentioned, John and Brian, I know they've got a lot of potential, and they've only scratched the surface this year, being thrown into the mix as sophomores, and sort of trial by fire. But they did a great job, and they came every time their name was called, making big plays on both sides of the ball. John playing tight end and Brian running back as well. I think they're going to have breakout seasons next year. And I think there's also some other sophomores like Blake Newcomb, Jason Liu, Kevin Wright. You're going to see their names popping up a lot more in the lineup. Some of them who did actually play this year as well. But big year for the juniors that are rising up into star roles, especially Dylan and guys like Ryan and EJ, who made an impact this year but are going to continue to grow. And then the O-line is going to have to be reformed, obviously, as James and I leave. So we'll have two more guys in, and then the other side of the line is going to step up and be even better than they did or than they were this year.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here. I really appreciate it, and I know the listeners do as well. That's all for us here with the football team. On the other side of the break, JH will meet you with the volleyball ladies, who had a great season. We'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to 88.3 FM WIQH Concord, the voice of CCHS Patriots baseball, softball, and lacrosse action.
Welcome back inside the studio here at WIQH Concord. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to David, James, and Tommy for doing that segment before. Now we're sitting here with Lily Sills and Corinne Herr, captains of the DCL Champions 2021 volleyball team. Thank you so much for being here. If you could just go around to start us off and introduce yourself and sort of what position you like to play. And as we ask everybody here, favorite ice cream flavor.
Okay, I'll go. I'm Lily Sills. I'm a middle hitter. And God, my favorite ice cream flavor, probably just chocolate.
I'm Corinne Herr. I'm an outside hitter, and my favorite ice cream flavor is coffee Oreo.
Coffee Oreo is actually the number one answer that we get. I would say something like 50% of is a coffee Oreo fan. Personally, longtime listeners of these segments will know I'm a black raspberry guy, but I do have a Moose Tracks sitting downstairs. My little brother works at Bedford Farm, so he hooked me up with that. I'm very excited to eat that. But for now, we've got more important things than ice cream. We've got the undefeated DCL champ sitting here, and we want you guys to tell us the ins and outs of the season, because obviously on paper, you want everything that was put in front of you. But Corinne, we'll start with you. In your opinion, how did the season go?
I think the season went really well coming in. We had a pretty fresh team. We graduated a lot of seniors last year, and we really came together well throughout the season and grew together as the season went on and had a good result in the end.
Absolutely. Lily, anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, I think that I agree. It was a great season, in my opinion. It was amazing to see so many new faces because Corinne and I both saw the team last year and how much it changed with the amount of people that we graduated. But it was great to see all the new faces and all the people who were excited about the program and excited about continuing the program and working hard to be on the team. So it was great to see.
Yeah, and then you guys, I mean, a tremendous season last year as well, plenty of success. I think the final record ended up being something like 18-3, nothing to shake your head at. Was there sort of pressure going into this year to try and repeat some of that? I know you guys lost a couple seniors and only had two on the roster this year. What were the expectations for yourselves going into this season?
Honestly, I don't think we had too high expectations knowing how many seniors we lost. We expected this to be more of a growing season, and we didn't really expect the outcome that we had, but we're obviously really happy with the way it turned out.
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think it was, I know I had set my expectations lower than last year because in my head, I was like, we have a whole new team. No one knows each other. No one's played with each other. It's just going to be a completely different game, but obviously we always want to bring our best game, and it was nice to see that the new people felt the same way and wanted to join the team and play their hardest.
Absolutely. And bringing it on the court is one thing, but also off the court as well. When your season got pushed back almost 4 months to a new time of the year, having to wear masks. Thankfully, volleyball was able to be played with not too many COVID rules, things like that. But in terms of off the court, if you will, was there a few people that come to mind when you think about who really helped to kind of bring that team chemistry together? Because when you have such sustained success of an undefeated season, it's really difficult to kind of keep yourself switched on all that time.
Yeah, I think there's a couple. It's hard to pinpoint one kind of big cheerleader. I think it's important to note people like Raimi and Corinne, who are going to continue this team into the next season and are bringing like a really strong front row, but also some of the underclassmen. I know Isabel and Eva, they're younger players who stepped on the court for like their first varsity games and were able to bring insane energy and excitement and like hard work. And it's impressive. I know I definitely wasn't there as an underclassman, and it's fun to see.
Yeah, I'd agree with Lily. I think the team together just as a whole, you know, we all really connected both on and off the court. And when we were off the court, we all would talk to everybody on the team and we were all super welcoming, which I think helped on the court as well.
It's awesome. Yeah. I mean, longtime listeners of all things WIQH will know that I'm a big atmosphere guy. I love to talk about the scene of a sporting venue. What are the fans doing? How are the players on the bench reacting? How do players react when they come into a game, especially if they don't get too many moments to shine? And I will say the night and day difference between you guys, especially in the two playoff games we did down the stretch, was just the energy that, like, you could tell that everyone just loved being around each other, loved being able to play the sport of volleyball. And of course, finishing the season on six straight sets is easy to get pretty excited about. But we definitely were very, very complimentary of your guys' team energy and of course, the tribal scream we were calling it at the beginning of the beginning of games. Was that something that you guys adopted this year, or is that a long time tradition?
We've we've done that. I think it might have been started last year or the year before it, but it's called brewing and it's for energy purposes. So we're very big on energy on our team in general. It's nice to see that that comes through from the outside because it's a big, volleyball is a big energy game. So we really emphasize that on the bench, on the court, either way. And brewing is one thing that we do to kind of like, really, it's like the last hype up before you start going. And it's just nice to get all the energy out into the atmosphere so you can utilize it in the game.
That's a great way of putting it. I know. I remember like looking over at LS and Newton South and just seeing faces like, oh God, we have to play these girls again. Not again. Oh, especially after like just dismantling them in the first two sets. And then they just like, all right, we have to go back out here and play a third set against this. Like, it's just so F this, whatever. But no, I mean, and the other thing I, as sort of a spectator, was just like how dominant you guys were at winning games, never like sitting back, letting teams sort of come to you guys. One thing that we always noticed was, and we would say before every game is, if Newton South wants to beat them or if LS wants to beat them, they have to try and win points. Is there something Coach Crandall would tell you guys before a game about like really locking in? Because it does require a lot of focus to be switched on. And although you guys would sometimes trail in a set, especially down the stretch, again, six straight sets through the DCL tournament, what kind of preparation goes into something like that?
I think that he really just emphasizes the point of staying aggressive and not being afraid to make mistakes, because if you start getting tentative, you're going to be giving the team other points and giving them opportunities to score. But if you stay aggressive, making a mistake here or there isn't going to cost you the game. And in the end, it's going to help you win it. So, yeah.
Awesome. And if there was one moment you could look back to that you think, wow, that's something I'm going to remember for a while, that was a really fun moment, is there any one moment or one person that really comes to mind?
I would say the first in-season game that we played against Newton South at their court. It was crazy, weird game for us. It felt really off, but it was possibly one of the loudest times that we've been as a whole and one of the most energetic at the end of the set. And it was amazing. Also for me personally, I got to play one of my closest club teammates. So it was fun just to have that intense competition and an away game against like a really great team.
I think my favorite moment was after we beat LS the first game. It was our first game the whole season. They're a huge rival. And I think winning that match was a really good feeling for everyone on the team because it helped us realize like we can win matches throughout the season. Like we're a good team. And it was just really cool to see like we got that first win. And like from there we kept building. I think having that first match against such a big rival was a really good thing for this team.
Well, and absolutely, especially since you guys beat them in the first round of playoffs only the year before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's got to be, four straight wins over LS at least, dating back to last season. Doesn't matter what sport, it's always good to beat LS. So, yeah, no, it's awesome. And I think my favorite moment as a spectator was watching Raimi Little with, like, those little, like, dinks over the net where she would look like she's about to set it and then she would just sort of pop it over. We had all kinds of fun coming up with like different adjectives to describe the like cheeky, swanky, like saucy shots or whatever you call them. And David and I were sitting up in the booth just having all kinds of fun watching you guys play. And of course, watching you win DCL championships, undefeated season. Congratulations again. And I know you guys have a lot of fans who are out there rooting for you and to repeat next year. And speaking of next year, one thing we always like to ask our student athletes is what will the team look like next year? And Corinne, thankfully, we'll have you back on Outside Hitter. But Lily, from a veteran perspective, do you think the team's in good hands?
Oh, definitely. I think the team has solid leadership and people who will step up to fill the gaps. It's hard to look at a team as people are leaving, but it's much more exciting when you come back in the fall and you see all the new people you're getting and all the new people who are just excited to play and work hard. And I think this team's going to do great next year. I'm very excited to be watching.
It's awesome. Corinne, from a captain's perspective. Anything to add on that note?
I totally agree with Lily. I mean, we're only losing two seniors this year, but they were definitely big people on this team, and they did a lot for us. Leadership, both on and off the court. But I think we have plenty of people on this team that want to step up and want to fill those shoes. So I'm excited for next season.
Yeah, I know. And I'll unfortunately won't be able to watch nearly as many games, but I'll hope to be listening into next year's WIQH crew covering those games, hopefully in the fall season where volleyball belongs. But that's all from us. Thank you so much, Corinne, Lily, for joining us. Congratulations again on a DCL championship, undefeated season, and all that comes with it. Lily, good luck next year. I believe college volleyball, remind me where?
It's Riviera University. It's in Nashua.
Congratulations. And Corinne, good luck to you next year, both in club and for school. WIQH listeners, thank you so much for joining us. That's all from us tonight. You're listening to 88.3 FM Radio, WIQH Concord. I'm Jack Henry Eaton signing off. Thank you very much.